a pre-war apartment building. Most of them went in the firebombing. 70 units in this one. Communal toilets, public bathhouse a block away. The balconies, she guesses following him, are racks for airing bedding. They pass a dense, low shrubbery of bicycles, climb three broad concrete steps, and enter a tiny foyer floored with shiny turquoise vinyl. Cooking smells she can't identify. Up a poorly lit flight of bare wooden stairs and along a corridor so narrow that she has to walk behind him. A single fluorescent tube flickers somewhere ahead. He stops and she hears the rattle of keys. He opens a door, reaches for a light switch, and steps aside. Case steps in and finds herself trying to remember Wynne's clever neurological explanation of déjà vu. Strange, but somehow familiar, the lighting consists of a few clear glass bulbs with dim, faintly orange filaments, reproduction Edison bulbs. Their light is inefficient, magical. Furniture low and somehow like the building itself, worn, strangely comforting, still in use. He comes in behind her and closes the door, which is featureless and modern and white. She sees his little reddish-brown suitcase open on a low central table, his phone set out beside it, and the laptop's screen up but dark. Who lives here?
Marissa, a friend of mine. She designs fabrics. She's in Madrid now.
He crosses to a crowded kitchen alcove and flicks on a much brighter, whiter sort of light. She sees a pink Sanyo rice cooker on a small counter and a narrow white plastic freestanding appliance connected to transparent tubing. A dishwasher?
I'll make tea.
Filling a kettle from a bottle of water. She walks to one of two sliding paper windows inset with central panes of partially frosted glass. Through the clear sections, she looks out at gently sloping rooftops that seem impossibly to be partially covered in knee-deep moss, but then she sees that this is something like the kudzu on Wynne's farm in Tennessee. No, she corrects herself, it probably is kudzu. Kudzu where it comes from, kudzu at home. The rooftops and the light from surrounding windows are corrugated iron, rusted a rich and uneven brown. A large tan insect strobes through the communal patch of light, vanishes. This is an amazing place, she says.
There aren't many left, rattling canisters in search for tea.
She slides the window open. She hears the kettle coming to a boil. Do you know Dorothea Benedetti?
No, he says.
She works for Heinvi and Pfaff, the graphics people. She deals with Blue Ant for them. I think she had someone get into Damien's apartment for her. They used his computer.